Okay, well, what I told the men in there is that we have to become accountable. All of us have to become accountable, starting with me. Everybody that puts foot or sits on that plane and comes on these trips, besides our corporate sponsors, has to accept accountability. And the only way we're going to get better is if we do that. And it starts with self-examination. It always does. I think there's a great saying that my junior high coach sent me the other day. He said this, said, adversity turns weak people into victims, and it turns strong people into competitors. And we're going to find out who's strong and who's weak. Well, we hurt ourselves on offense with the fumble on third down. You know, we were moving the ball at a pretty good pace in the first half, get a first down and fumble the ball. I've been preaching consistency, and that's part of consistency. And we've got to keep emphasizing that, and we've got to find it, and we will. No, I don't question our competitiveness. I don't question our competitiveness. I don't question our fight. I don't question any of those things. I think that they're desperate to win. I think right now it's an element of inconsistency. You know, you see it over and over again. I think today that we did some things that are uncharacteristic of us, though, as well in execution. So, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great point, and that's an observation that's relevant. The 50-50 play, you know, and it's always illustrated in a pass coming down, but there's many, many 50-50 plays in there, a guy trying to get off a block or holding onto the ball. And I think you're exactly right, Dave. Somebody has to make a play. There's got to be defining moments, and we're going to get it, okay? We are going to get it. There's no question we're going to get it. We know what we're up against. We know what the challenges are. We knew what they were going to be coming into this season, and we know what we've had to overcome. And it's very frustrating right now. But we are going to get it done, I promise you.
How do you become accountable?
Accountability is looking yourself in the mirror and being honest with yourself. And it's saying, am I getting it done to the best of my ability? And it's not pointing at anybody else or trying to find fault with anybody but ourselves. That's what it is. That's what I'm talking about. Being accountable to ourselves and being accountable to the other men that are in that locker room with us. That's what I mean by accountability, where you can look at each other. Yeah, I can look at you and I can say, you can count on me. And when I say that, it resonates with you. And you say, you know what? I know I can count on Jim. You've got to have that in a locker room. You've got to have that. And we're still searching for it. We're building it. We're still finding it. And we're going to find it. It was. It's a very good football team. Dallas is an outstanding football team. They're a healthy football team with a lot of weapons. They started to really put it together. We struggled to get off the field a little bit, as you guys saw. We had trouble getting our offense the football when they did have some momentum early, which was disappointing and frustrating. But that's a very good football team right there. They've got a lot of Pro Bowlers. They've got a lot of, you know, all pro type guys. They've played together a long time, and you know, they are a consistent football team.
What do you think of the three PIs on Juwan?
Well, Marcus, his legs got a little heavy, like I thought that they would. You know, seeing his first, you know, live action. We've talked about this a lot. It's practice is different, conditioning is different than being in a game. I'll have to look at the pass interference calls. They were on. Two of them, at least, were on the other side of the field, so I didn't have a good view of them. No, I don't. I don't have any injury updates at this point. We're hopeful that none of them are serious, which would be a good thing. If we can get through a week without some injuries, that gives us a chance to start building consistency. You know, without looking at the film, you know, my general impression is that Damian McIntosh did some decent things for us there at left tackle. So that's gonna help us as we go forward.
Yeah.
You know, Eric, we talked about it during the week. We had a plan, a general plan for how we wanted to play him, but a lot of it was going to be predicated on how he was feeling as the game wore on. He had some spurts where he felt good, and then he started to say at the end of the game that his legs started to feel tired. So that's why you saw Kelly in there late, because True was, you know, it was catching up to him. This will help him, though, playing in this game. He'll be much better next week for what he went through, you know, both the situations that he was in on the field and then the endurance, the conditioning. It'll really help him. You know, I don't want to blame injuries anymore. Let's stop. I just don't want to talk about it. I'm so sick of talking about injuries. I mean, we've got to become consistent. You know, and that, you know what? That's another thing about accountability. We don't talk about injuries, but it's a cloud that's circling our team a little bit, and we have to shut it out and just continue to practice hard, do the right things the right way for the right reasons, like I've said, and we'll get consistent. We'll become consistent as we keep the same people doing the same things over and over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he needs to get in line. I mean, we're all frustrated. They're professionals, and they're paid a lot of money to compete at the highest level, and it will not be tolerated if somebody is not doing that. It absolutely will not be tolerated. It will not be a part of our program ever.
What was the plan going in to get pressure on?
Well, we felt like, first of all, they've got a really good offensive line. We felt like we need to bring some pressure on him, and we did that. They blocked some of it up. Some of it we got there. Some of it he slid away from. He's a very nimble quarterback. You wouldn't call him a scrambler, he's not a Steve Young type of quarterback in terms of making plays with his legs down the field. But what Tony does a tremendous job of is maneuvering in the pocket, okay, and creating time, staying in the pocket or creeping out and staying behind the line of scrimmage. So he did some of that. Some of that was their protection. Some of us was missing tackles. Some of us was, you know, just guys got to win. You know, you get some one-on-ones, you got to win them. No, I was getting from the coaches in the booth pretty significant input that the catch was not a catch. They indicated that it was they couldn't really overturn it. So. And then what was the other one? Oh, the touchdown? Yeah, you know, I like, without having seen it, I can't really comment on it. Those guys, they do it. You know, those officials, you get on them sometimes. They do a heck of a job. They got a tough job, man, but they do a heck of a job. Sure.
Anything else? Thank you.
Okay, thanks.